to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it even do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life of righteousness. How often in the day do you think about God? Are you walking in the Spirit or your flesh? What do you think about most often throughout the day? What you think about, whether you realize it or not, is controlling your life. The Word teaches us that if we are living in our flesh, it is impossible to please God. Our fleshly desires are hostile to God, but walking in the Spirit is life and peace. I don't know about you, but I desire to have peace and have life. Maybe you're walking in the flesh because you don't know who God is. You need a larger and grander vision of God. If that is you, I pray right now that you would send us a private message on crossroadschristianradio.org or go to our Facebook page and let us know you want life and peace. Someone from our staff will be happy to reach out to you. Lord Jesus, give us a heart and a mind that thinks of you all the time. We desire to be devoted to your truth, which brings peace and life. The world and all its fleshly desires offers death. No one would pick death if asked, I don't believe. Most people don't even realize they choose it on a daily basis. Father, where the listeners have a small picture of who you are, help them see bigger. You offer no guilt in life, no fear in death. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.